Well, tonight, some 3,000 dogs competing at this year's Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in New York. We'll find out who's top dog. From seven, the best in show will be picked by David Merriam, a retired trial judge, champion breeder of bull terriers, past chair of the board of the American Kennel Club, and this year's best of show judge. So, David, we won't tell anyone who won.
I don't have any idea.
Really?
No. Why would I know who's going to win?
Because you're going to pick them. And my assumption is that you've been watching all these previous competitions and you've got an inkling. I mean, everybody is guessing that Matisse, the Portuguese water dog,
right,
is the big winner. What do you do when you hear all of this speculation?
Well, I haven't judged Best in Show, you know, before. This will be the first time I've done it. Although I've been approved by the Kennel Club to judge it for the last 40 years, I just have elected not to. So I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to the Best in Show winners. But what I'm going to try and do is not judge the dogs on their past records. I'm going to judge them on how they look in the ring tonight, as if they were the first time shown.
Hmm. Well, and tell us a little more about how this works. As we mentioned, the dogs compete in group categories,
right,
things like their own breeds or areas like herding for the herding dogs. So you have seven winners of group categories, but you're not judging between, let's say, a St. Bernard and a Chihuahua. You're judging the dogs against how they compare in their own breed.
That's right. It's how close is the St. Bernard to its standard versus how close the Chihuahua is to its standard.
What makes a perfect Chihuahua? How do you judge against a Chihuahua?
Well, the American Kennel Club establishes written standards for what the ideal or the so-called perfect Chihuahua is. It's all written down, and it tries to detail all of the physical aspects of the dog.
Yeah. Why do you think terriers win so much, about half the time? Now, I am the former companion of a Tibetan Terrier, so I'm not shocked. Sweetest dog in the world, but why do you think they win?
Well, I suppose one reason why terriers win is that they're a very showy dog. And you compare a wire fox terrier to a basset. One's, you know, very animated, and the other one is very dignified, but moves along with you know, its own pace. Mm. And so if the judge considers only showmanship, then the terriers probably have an advantage.
Yeah. As we mentioned, this year's favorite is Matisse, but some Westminster watchers are concerned about competition fatigue. He's competed in about 200 shows over the past year.
He's competed in more than that.
Well, that's a lot of travel. Westminster is also one of a handful of shows where dogs are benched. They're on display for about 8 hours to the public. These are some of the reasons that, as you well know, animal rights activists are so against Westminster. They're also against dog breeding. They say it leads to puppy mills churning out perfect breeds while perfectly good mixed breeds, you know, die in shelters. Now, last year, for the first time, mixed breed dogs were allowed in Westminster in the agility trial, not in the best of show. Do you think it's time, because of all the concerns about breeding dogs, that mixed breeds get into best of?
No.
Hmm.
Because the American Kennel Club was formed to promote the breeding and the exhibiting of purebred dogs. Mixed breeds are not bred.
Well, there you go. That debate will continue on the sidelines. But meanwhile, you are going to be judging tonight, but you might be judged too. I mean, this is you are stepping into the ring yourself. Are you nervous about that? Are you conscious of that?
No, I can tell you that once the dog is picked, all the focus goes to the dog and the judge is quite forgotten. He might as well disappear.
Yeah. As somebody who's bred dogs yourself and obviously loves them, what is that moment like? It just feels so big. Can you explain that?
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. The stakes are high. Many of these people have been gearing for this night for 1, 2, 3 years. And so it's terribly important to them. And that's why they want a unbiased, subjective decision. They don't want someone to come in who's already made up their mind.
Well, and David Merriam is telling us he hasn't. Past chair of the board of the American Kennel Club, he's judging Best in Show tonight at the Westminster Dog Show in New York City live. Judge, you appropriately are a judge. Dave, best of luck to you.
Thank you.